Blog Talk Radio.
No, not today. Okay. Thank you, son.
Mm-hmm.
I was told
Lock me out of nothing that I can't get into.
This boy Trump.
took my music on my laptop at my house, tripping over guns, put it in a safe that I can unlock.
Just on that old laptop. Lock it up. Everybody got, can't get into that.
What
code? Be part of the geek squad. So, Johnny used to argue over this.
He was cold. Johnny was trying to get there.
And he was talking about Johnny going to teach us how to do this and that. And he's like, talking about, oh, yeah, that boy Fuego, cold. I don't care about no Fuego. It's all my yes, OG.
The name he used was what? Fuego, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come Fuego until he came to separate data. That's with fire.
Mm.
Fuego means what?
Fire.
In Spanish.
Post the number so niggas can call in. I want to talk to somebody.
Wait. We supposed to first have a list of what we're going to talk about. Pen to wall with your black marker.
What marker that, man?
You got black marker.
No, I ain't got no black marker.
And the number. And the number. And like, what number was calling? That's you tell them the number. And then you have to have topics. Mm-hmm. When one topic starts to wear out, the next topic.
Yeah, but this is the first time on the radio show.
Boy, shit. What's your subject?
I've been on your radio before.
The subject. It's basically an introduction, so I'm just going to put introduction.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just bored.
Say, nobody come out there with jealousy. Nobody
said you do all that. He said, Larry, leave me alone, bro.
That's what you got, because I gave it to
you. That's wrong
with it. She's
been driving
me along.
So, let me ask
you
201. Did you want
to
do it? You got a
marker?
She
was married to
the guy who
definitely.
Why did she shoot the dude? What's the term?
Because he's wild. That's why he's really wrong. God has to make a bitch where he's
going. You don't have
to. I'm kind of like, oh, we got to call the police and call us around the lounge. And I'm trying to say, like, I'm really not doing that because for the solid place, it just, you know, wait. And the first time I'm off, you know, yeah.
Instagram too.
Go. Yeah. Those huge off the cuff.
They ain't better than me. The best rapper in the world. So I'm getting out of there.
You got to rap to that.
Huh?
We rocking to that.
Oh, yeah, give me the studio. For sure, for sure.
So I need the.
We on there already.
What are we talking?
Ain't nobody on there. We the only ones on there. Yeah.
Real man. All right, we on Almighty SOG Radio. Good afternoon. You're on the air with the Almighty.
You know what it is, man. You know what it is. You want to go around, everybody introduce themselves?
Yeah. I'm Bishop Jones, Crossover Outreach in the beautiful city of San Bernardino. And I'm pleased to be here on Almighty Radio. I'm the bishop and overseer. Amen.
I'm Richard Jones. That's
my name. Amen.
Amen.
You know that. Amen.
Brian, S.O.G.
That's right. In the house.
Father's soul.
I'm Larry Jones, a.k.a. West King Larry. I'm happy to be here.
Hey. I'm the host. A king.
S.O.G.
Yeah, you know. Same boy, Faye.
Yeah.
We on Almighty S.O.G. Radio, man. You know what it is.
And our topic is what today? The introduction.
Introduction.
Of who we are and where we going.
Yeah, where we going and how we going to get there.
Yeah, so let them know. If you don't, ask me, I will.
So how we going to get there, bitch?
Well, talk to me, I'll talk back. This is how we going to get there. We got the number one station in the Inland Empire, and it's the most mightiest station in the Inland Empire, and we're about to take it worldwide. First, we're going to start off here and shoot through the nation and throughout the nation, conquer the world. The world is not too big for us to handle. It's mostly water, and we're about that water, too. So being about that water in us with our minds right and our souls on deck, on tip-top, shape with our physical bodies, man, we can't be stopped. So the Alpha and the Omega, all seeing eye of the Almighty God, will be the head and not the tail. And you know this, man.
That's all, man.
Let's talk about you getting whooped in basketball.
see what happened with that. You know, Every Saturday, Sunday at the church, you know, we got this broken down basketball court.
1600 D Street.
1600.
San Bernardino.
Crossover outreach. And you know, our Deacon D.
Yeah.
He had this little basketball court, and Bishop, he always told him, before you bring something on the church grounds, you know, you gotta at least ask me to bring it on the church grounds. So, you know, this old dude, he think he doing something. You know, he left it in the alley until, you know, he got the chance to ask Bishop to bring the little basketball court in. So, you know, he asked Bishop. As soon as the dude brought it in, he just started talking all types of trash. Like, he the best player in the world. And I just found it crazy because, you know, I'm a young dude. You know, I got energy, stamina, all that. So, you know, I don't see no old dude beat me. But, you know,
I saw it.
We got the first game, man. And, you know, the first game was cool. You know, I was up a couple points. You know, it was kind of getting boring because, you know, I was balling on them so hard. So I upped the score. You know, I think we was going to like 5. So I upped the score to 10. And dude ended up beating me, you know. It's all good. He had a little cheerleader with him. His wife was cheerleading for him and stuff like that, but it's okay.
So tell me this, okay? Jesus came back and played basketball. Can you move?
Hey, if I had the confidence in Jesus on my side and he on my team, then I could do it.
Oh, wow. If you're playing against one, it gives you the confidence.
So ever since then, you know, we've been having these little basketball games. And every Saturday, Sunday, I'm like the hype man. I'm the hype guy. So I got to hype everybody up. Even if I do lose, you know, I put in the work. I still put in the work. You know, I lose. But it's all about the confidence. It's all about, you know, putting the word out there, having people energetic, getting that energy in people to where they want to step out on the court and lose, you know.
So we need you to call in. Tell them the call-in number.
Call in number is 516-418-5857. Y'all call in with y'all opinions and y'all ideas and let us know what y'all think, man.
There's no empire where you want to go with this, where your mind at. And then on Jesus, you're down for anything. You know? Let us know where you're at. Not we start whipping out Bible verses on y'all. Y'all think you got Bible study on there.
Man, I just want to know, like, when we go get in this studio, you know, I'm tired of waiting on people. I don't feel like waiting on nobody. So I'm just trying to get in this studio and make it happen. We got a couple dudes that we waiting on right now. A couple dudes that we waiting on to get here. We gonna make it happen. We gonna make it happen
13 times.
What are you gonna happen? We gonna make it all happen. That's the point. That's the point that I'm getting at. We gonna make it all happen. It's just too much for me to say. This is the introduction, so I can't say too much. We still got 100 shows ahead of us, so, you know.
But it don't make a difference. It's introduction, not. You're going to still have to come back.
We're going to pray my brother Jay in. How you doing, man?
Father, bless him, keep him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And introduce yourself. We on the Almighty SOG Radio.
Radio.
This is the Almighty SOG Jay here, you know, Capital One, A1.
Okay.
Representing God.
Yes, sir.
Always.
So I'm gonna say this.
What you gonna say?
I'm gonna say this. We can go around the table and ask everybody what their goal is for this next year that's coming up.
All right. I'm Bishop Jones. My goal is to take a couple of million and flip them into billions, and not worry about no haters, because all they're gonna do is motivate me to make it even bigger. Make them slim. Make it even bigger. Drive around in my fat whip, and then keep my old schools on dip to where when you see this bishop, don't be like, oh, hating and saying the church did it. No, I had it before the church, and I'm gonna show you how mighty God really is. And just because they tried to bling before us, the world's coming to an end. Ours will never end. It will always remain. So my goal is to flip the millions into billions and flip the church into the whole block.
Mm-hmm.
And then the water company will be the number one water company in the nation.
Jesus.
And you know this, man.
What's your goal, Jay?
My goal this next year is to grow stronger in my faith so that I don't let any hiccups just take me out of my spirit. My goal basically is to go to school, learn me a trade so I can start building, you know, towards the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Whatever God needs me to do, whether it's welding, whether it's, you know, putting stuff together, that's what I believe that, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, I just want to, like I said, I just want to grow my relationship so I can be strong. So, nothing
can change. Nothing at all. So, yeah,
it's going to be a beautiful year, 2020, man. Can't believe it's already here, but
it's been a good year
this year. So, yeah, let's see what next year got to say. Okay. Yeah. What
about you, OC?
My goal is to start with Mrs. Larry Jones.
You know it.
I asked him one day, I said, what about me? I was grinding so hard, everybody wanted to slap me. I'm not yet special president of special operations crossover. I have not lived my purpose as of yet, as a first disciple.
That's right.
Just goals and things that are impossible in the same year. I have a hope for life. Hope to bring back that hope.
As
the leadership of Bishop Larry Jones, all things possible.
That's right.
This is my
shepherd
I'm talking about, not a God.
That's right.
God's Jesus.
And you know it. Amen. Amen. Jesus.
Yes. And lately they've been giving me some come down music, and it's almost depressed me. Today I woke up refreshed. I said, I got to the church. Nothing else. And that's the church.
That's right.
When I see my bishop, I'm inspired. Beyond. See if I'm going to push this out.
Amen. 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 What about you, Brian?
Oh, man. King Jesus first.
Always.
You know, and continue to be the best father I can. You know, ain't about money. You know, it's about, you know, doing what we got to do as men. You know, stand up. You know, take care of our family. That's what it's about. That's all I can do. As long as I keep Jesus first, everything is possible.
And it is about
all the
money.
Money in the world. Without Jesus, it means
nothing. That part. Huh. That part.
Amen. Amen.
That part. God said we need money.
Huh.
He said, don't love it. That's what we got to understand. The world making us think, you church is supposed to be that way.
Huh.
And put us in a box and a hole. No, no, no. We're supposed to be that way. We're just not supposed to love. Don't love it. The love of money is the root of all evil. He never said you can't have it. Don't love it.
So introduce yourself, you know, and tell
pray
us your goal, man.
You pray, man. You pray, man.
Pray, man. Pray, man.
Thank you for him in Jesus' name, man. Late deacon.
You gotta get closer so we can hear you, deacon. You gotta get closer.
I never known a deacon to be late.
Or just like my bishop, you know, I'm not the quote unquote deacon that everybody thinks they have deacon.
That's right.
I don't know.
He's striving his best to be it.
Yes, sir. My goal is riding the bishop.
Amen.
I went on and I got my second job.
Amen.
Amen.
Roll with us and get rolled over.
Yes, sir. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, after the job, you know, I'm never, like, tense. I'm never, like, frustrated with, you know, fast-paced work. I'm a part of that, but I'm not.
Yes.
And that's where I feel. Like, yeah, I did that yesterday. So I do want to work with somebody for the rest of the day, but I'm going to have to work with people.
Yeah.
And I thought about
right.
You know, so whatever passes will take you to the other direction, Bishop,
that's right.
Amen, amen. What's your goal, Web Paint?
Man, keep working, keep painting. Paint for bigger people and just keep going and chasing a dream.
But amen, amen. I'm gonna tell y'all my goal. My goal is stride and progress. Do all I can do for Jesus. Get better at this basketball so I can stop getting my tail whooped.
Yeah.
You know, I've been getting into a lot of things. Trying to do better. I'm trying to get into this music stuff a lot more. You know, do it for Jesus. I just started this little clothing thing that I'm doing. Me and Larry decided we're gonna, you know, get a little sewing machine and put some things together. And pretty much I'm doing all this in the name of Jesus, you know. So my boy Black, he just showed up, so he gonna introduce himself.
Amen. Thank you for this late bird. The Black Bird of Bunch. Jesus name, amen.
And he gonna tell us his goal for 2020.
Well,
Negro.
like
nigga talk.
Introduce yourself
and tell us what your goal for 2020 is. It's not that hard, boy.
Oh, okay, well, my name is Black. I also go by Keandre, you know. My goal for 2020 is basically, you know, be the best man I can be, you know. Like, feel like, you know, now it's like God is really showing me things. It's really showing me that I'm getting older, you know. I was just talking to the bro yesterday, Akeen, when he was just talking. I made, like, some told me to just, bro, get up and make Akeen go with you. So I did that, and we spent the whole day, you know, looking for cars and doing stuff to dust up it, getting my car fixed. And I sat in there, and I told her, I was like, bro, you know, you could tell we're getting older, you know, the decisions we make. And I said, yeah. You know, even though, we're going to smoke or not like that, I was like, bro, we'll still be trying to do something. Go try to kick with the stars, you know, find something to do. And so I was just, like, thankful, like, bro, like, you know, there was a reason you came with me today, and I thank God for stuff like that because, you know, that's what's making me grow. And, you know, and I asked God for more stuff like that, you know, not to talk forever, but just yesterday, at work, it was crazy. This white man, you know, I invited him to the testimony service on. And so in the midst of that, it's just like, I thank God for moving with me and just, you know, working in my life to even give me the heart to talk to him. My goal for 2020 is to be the best man I can be.
Amen. Now, so that was the introduction of the Almighty SOG.
And you know, you did.
You know, and this is the first show of many shows to come. So, you know, y'all tune in, y'all stay tuned in. And we're gonna have
a first testimony.
We're gonna have Black Mom give a testimony real quick.
Come on over here.
You got two.
Here we go. Where that time?
16 seconds. 16 seconds.
Just say your name and tell us back.
My name is Trish. On the December 28th, I will be giving a testimony about forgiveness. I'm gonna talk about forgiveness. I'm gonna talk about trials and tribulations that I've been going through. I'm going to talk to you about how God been on my side, and I gave all thanks to God to get me through the struggles that I've been through. And now I've been conquered, I've been struggled, and I'm still going through it.
Amen.
And I'm going to... My goal is to help somebody live through their situations, that the situations I've been through. My goal is to help you out through situations, through death,
yes,
and more, through let down, drug use, loss of children, and still be on top and still continue on doing what you have to do.
Amen.
And I will give all glory and grace to God. And without my helper and my, I could say my sponsors, Lady April and Bishop Larry Jones, I don't think I'll be right here talking to you today.
Amen.
So I'll be grateful if you can come out here to 1600 North D Street crossover outreach and come support us on December 28th so you can learn something and hopefully it can change your life.
Amen.
S.O.G.
So you got something to say, Bishop, before we sign off?
I thank God for our radio pod. I think for our first one, it's going to get greater because next week we're going to be on top.
Mm.
And we're going to take it from just that Saturday to every day.
Amen.
Don't forget to call in. Tell a friend.
Mm.
We're looking for the top 100 people in our city. If you ain't top, don't call in.
Don't call in. We don't want you.
Miss your host, you know.
Yeah, the old
Saint Boy Fay. It's the King, Apostle King, however you want to put it. It's the Almighty SOG Radio, baby. You know how it goes.
We're
going to sign off like that. We're going to leave it at that. We all going to pray. We're going to let it go.
Amen. I mean,
let me get on the court.
I'm going to
mention
it. I'm still recording. Music cuts. Father, we thank you for these men. Father, we thank you for these sons of God. Father, we thank you for this radio pass. We thank you for this speak, the spirit, Lord. We thank you for giving us power of the air. Now, Satan, get behind us as we're on air now. And, Father, we're here to consume the whole cake. We give this license, Father, for we the head and not the tail. Give us the wisdom and knowledge and things to speak upon and to talk about and to pray about. On our next part, this we ask in Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty, and all the sons of God said,
Amen.
S-O-G.
S-O-G.
Know it.
This is your host, Apostle King, signing off. Till next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.